Welcome to this 14th episode of the BBMRI HERIC podcast. My name is Mariangela Masiello, Media Relations Specialist at BBMRI. This is a two-part episode which shares success stories from across BBMRI HERIC's member states and communities. They were presented at the BBMRI HERIC 10th Anniversary Workshop. Each story shows the wide-ranging expertise and impact of the research infrastructure that our community both shapes and benefits from. The anniversary event was held at the Permanent Representation of Austria to the European Union, Brussels, on the 29th of February 2024, and brought together key members of the biobanking community to explore BBMRI HERIC's impact as research infrastructure over the last 10 years and look to the future. Let's start with stories from the BBMRI HERIC's IT service, which forms the backbone of the community's interconnectivity. Peter Holub is BBMRI HERIC's Chief Information Officer and leads the IT team that brings together expertise from across Europe.
BBMRI has transformed biobanking and biomolecular research by creating an IT ecosystem that enables valuable resources to be easily discoverable, accessible, interoperable, and of the highest quality. The pioneering BBMRI ERIC Directory and Federated Platform have streamlined the connection between biobanks and researchers to promote secure data discovery and privacy-preserving federated analysis. This is underpinned by BBMRI's strong commitment to fair health data as a part of the European Open Science Cloud Initiative. BBMRI ERIC Negotiator facilitates access and communication between researchers and service and data providers. All three together, Directory, Federated Platform, and the Negotiator, constitute an interconnected IT ecosystem that offers our stakeholders a single entry point to BBMRI's samples, data, and biomolecular services. We have two examples that illustrate successful stories, each showcasing different aspects. The Estonian Biobank project that was headed up by Professor Andres Metspalu is a population-based biobank of the Estonian Genome Center. It gathered a pioneering cohort of over 210,000 participants reflecting the demographic distribution of the Estonian adult population. The project involved genomic analysis for research that includes cancer. Estonia serves as a prime example of a national system where visionary approaches have enabled the mobilization of data in ways that larger or more decentralized countries might find challenging. It follows the implementation of innovative initiatives that might otherwise be difficult to achieve. Andres will explain that journey.
Thank you very much, and I'm really happy to be here. So after 25 years of doing biobanking, so I see that in our case, actually, the new generation will take over. But from the very beginning, 1999, it was clear that we want to do a biobank for two good reasons. One is research, and the other one is healthcare. And just to be sure that people are kind of confident, and we keep the data, and we are saving them very well, and nothing bad happens, so we were clear that we need a law. And we started a law, biobanking law. We call it Human Gene Research Act, and it has served us for 25 years. Now, I guess it needs to be a little bit to change because of new regulations from Europe. And the law is pretty good, saved us very well. We went through the economic collapse, but law, government has to find the money. And finally, they put into the law that they are supporting the maintenance of biobank from the state budget. So we have to provide one A4 every year and other A4 at the end of year. And so it has been last 15 years. So I don't have to worry about leaking nitrogen or anything. So basically, we had to recruit people to do research and provide the data and the knowledge to the healthcare. Last year, I would say, was a very good year. University Hospital started a new clinic called Genetics and Personalized Medicine. We got a big grant from European Commission together with Helsinki University and Erasmus Medical University from Rotterdam, 30 million for a small country. Big thing. And also we are already second time as a center of excellence in Estonia. But I remember when we started, we were pretty much like alone. UK had a biobank and IARC had a biobank, a big biobank called EPIC, and I spent 1 year in Lyon. Very nice anyway, but I learned how to do the biobanking because it was not, also I'm a medical doctor, so never did any biobanking before. So these were two, and I was really happy when Lena Pelton and Paolo Dier called that, look, Anders, there is a new activity called biobanking BBMRI, and preparatory phase is going to happen, so please join us. And it was really good. You just join the community, and you make sure that everything what we are doing there, long way from here, you know, I don't know how many of you have been there, but we are now in the far east northern corner of the European Union, and from Tartu, it's less than 100 kilometers, there is a border, and after the border, you know what happens. So basically, we are really safe now, and in many ways, not only in being in NATO, but also in biobanking way, we are part of the family. What we are doing here, we know that what we are doing at home, we can benchmark, and we are working together. So IT is a central issue. And you know, Estonia is very much like IT country, and we started from the IT immediately. All the questionnaire, everything was on IT. So we got, by law, we get updated information from hospitals, databases, registries annually. And also now we made it all available through IT solutions like findability, discovery for BBMRI. So people actually can use BBMRI window and to go into data what we have, and if they are interested, they can get the data. Now, of course, at the beginning we provided data, but now the tools have to come to the data. Data is so big, we have 2 petabytes of data, you can't move them anymore. So the tools have to come to data, there is a kind of a cage, which really you can do whatever, but you leave with your own results. You leave everything behind, which didn't belong to you. So I would say that being in BBMRI, it's a good thing. It's a very good thing. It makes you sure that you are doing the right thing and you are going along with other countries which are much bigger, more resources, more scientists, everything more. But in some places, small is beautiful. We can do a proof of principle things because one medical university, one large biobank, which is supported by the government. Thank you very much.
Andres and the team connected the clinical phenotype, exposure, and genomic data to the Finder to make it available to researchers across Europe. This next story links to another aspect of BBMRI's federated platform. BBMRI Germany developed an IT solution that preserves the sovereignty of biobanks while allowing easy access to their information. The locator is an openly accessible online tool based on a federated search. That means the data is kept at source with the biobank or the biomolecular resource and is only queried in a privacy-preserving way. Germany's success story highlights how national initiatives for discovering biospecimen and clinical and phenotypical data have been integrated into BBMRI's portfolio, connecting and supplying researchers in Europe and beyond.
So, thank you very much. The second IT success story from Germany. I think we already heard BBMRI is a family with a lot of charts, the biobanks, and a family with mother and father, national loads, and the headquarters. And it's really necessary that we support each other. We are not always of the same opinion. That's very good because it raises a lot of discussion, but also a lot of interaction. On the other side, we need harmonization. And when we started 10 years ago, also in Germany, with the structured biobanking boosted by BBMRI Eric, it was a new situation. We have now started with 10, 11 biobanks in Germany. How to integrate those biobanks in an alliance? Not only to see single biobanks isolated, but to bring everything together, to make it visible what is the potential of those biobanks. And so we started to think about the possibility to make the biosamples available, to make it visible, accessible. And that was starting point with 11 biobanks, and now you can see it's more than 11 dots here on the map. We are now 37 biobanks in Germany which are intact. And I think it's very important to make available what is present, what is available in these biobanks. And for this purpose, we initiated a large and good and sometimes emotional cooperation with IT people from Germany and had a lot of concept in these days in order to allow a federated search platform. That was new, and we do not want to establish a central biobank, so the data should be kept locally. That was very clear. But how to organize this? And after a while, we initiated the sample locator. That was, Jens, you might remember, Lübeck, Europe Biobank Week. I was standing in front of a large audience launching our sample locator. What is a sample locator? We have the possibility to type in a web interface search terms. And within 1 minute, you will receive results from the connected biobanks. Not detailed patient information, but the number of samples or donors linked to this search criteria is highlighted. That is GDPR compliant to a huge extent. And if you log in, you can see which biobank contributes to this search. And that was what you can see. You can see after login which biobanks contributed samples and donors which fulfill your criteria. That is our German solution. That's good, interesting, but thanks also to the initiative of Jens, federated search, in addition to the catalog, to the directory, was initiated as a European platform. And Jens, believe me, I'm more than happy that Germany, that our IT colleagues, that the biobanks can contribute to the federated search platform of BBMRI, Eric, to a, I think, significant extent, and also not only the biobanks, but also the IT people involved in that development. More than happy that this has initiated. It's not ready. I'm sure there is space for the next 10 years to contribute, to develop further, also to have more data in the sample locator. It's limited. That's good as a first step for feasibility studies. But now that is the situation we have. And I thank you very much for your attention.
You just heard from Peter, Michael and Andres from the IT teams. Next, let's meet Michaela Mayhofer, who is head of BBMRI Health Service and Research. The LC team of experts tackle the thorny ethical, legal and societal issues related to biobanking. She will introduce two examples of pan-European LC collaboration and their impact, focusing on biobanking with children and the practical implementation of biobank legislation and standards.
Thank you, Mari. Over the last 10 years of contributing to major biomolecular research initiatives, BBMRI ERIC's network of ethical, legal and societal experts delivered reliable, practical and sustainable services based on state-of-the-art research for the immediate benefit of the life sciences community. The multidisciplinary network of ELSI experts provide case-by-case guidance or promote best practices while enabling a sustainable platform for internal and public knowledge exchange and knowledge production. To date, ELSI expertise has been requested in more than 30 projects, and we responded with hundreds of ELSI help desk requests. By teaming up with patient representatives and life science researchers, we have actively contributed to shaping guidelines and legislation, including the General Data Protection Regulation, the European Health Data Space, or Council of Europe recommendations. It is my pleasure to introduce two success stories that showcase how tackling ethical, legal, and societal aspects enables responsible research and innovation through collaboration. The first is told by Annelise de Bucquois, National Node Director of BBMRI Belgium.
Welcome, everyone. I'm very happy to be here today to give you an example of how the LC common services of BBM and Eric have had an impact on the Belgian biobanking landscape. Our LC experts on the Belgian level have been very active working with the LC team at the headquarters, but also with the LC experts of the other national nodes of BBM and Eric, either in common European projects through the LC help desk or by attending or giving trainings in the framework of the LC common service. And in my 5-minute talk, I would like to go into one aspect particularly where we had a very good collaboration on the national and on the European level. And this is about the implementation of the Belgian Biobank Law and the alignment with the regulations on the European level. So as you might know, there is no harmonized European law on biobanking, and therefore all member states have taken their own decision about that. So some member states do not have any specific rules or regulations dedicated to biobanks. Some have implemented soft law, and also some countries have a dedicated national biobank law. In Belgium, there has actually been a law on the acquisition and use of human body material, both for medical applications and for research, since 2008. However, the part on biobanking, so the use of samples for research, has only been enforced 10 years later, in 2018, because only then the royal decree about this part of the law has been published. The publication of this law was a big opportunity for the Belgian biobanks because it showed the necessity of biobanks for research, and it also assured that only biobanks that are recognized by federal authorities could store and give samples to the researchers, which assured a high quality of the samples and the data. However, it has also been a very bumpy road with a lot of uncertainties and questions, both from the biobank side and from the researcher side. And one of the questions that came up immediately after publication of our law was how should we deal with European regulations and how should we align our law with this? And as the storage and provision of samples goes, of course, hand in hand with the storage and provision of data, the GDPR was the first one that came up and gave a lot of questions. And for this, the collaboration between the LC experts at BBM Eric and at the national level has been really crucial. The common service of BBM Eric has set up a lot of trainings, webinars, discussion sessions about hot topics on the GDPR. They developed supporting documents, frequently asked questions about the GDPR. Really a lot of things, and this really gives us a very good insight in what the GDPR is about, and especially also what the possibilities are within the GDPR and how we can fit this to our Belgian biobank law. And so by their support, we were able to come up with a Belgian biobank law that is aligned with the GDPR and that is also acceptable both for the biobanks and for the researchers. And then to make the story full circle, our LC experts have then, at the end of last year, I think, given a webinar within the LC Common Service about our Belgian biobank legislation and how this was aligned with the GDPR as a showcase for the other nodes of BBM Eric, because we know that also a lot of other national nodes are struggling with the same issues at this moment. And our story could help them to get things sorted also in their country. So now that we have those two laws aligned, I don't think the story ends because, of course, we have a lot of other upcoming regulations. We have the European Health Data Space in the pipeline, the proposed AI Act, and I'm sure many others will follow. So I'm quite sure that the LC journey will continue, and I'm looking forward to extend our collaboration with the LC team of BBM Eric for the next 10 years. Thank you.
That was Annelies from our national node in Belgium. Sisis Kotsalakidis is national node director for BBMRI IARC WHO. He gives an example of collaboration between BBMRI ERIC, IARC WHO and others on biobanking with children that led to the publication and recommendations for pediatric biobanking.
Good. Thank you. So I thought since BBMRI is turning 10 and it's still a child, I would give an example about working with children and then keep it within the theme. So when we started talking about biobanking with children or samples from children, we had to respond to three main questions, really. On the side of the legislation or the guidelines across Europe, many children remain children and then suddenly they become adults, which is not really the way biology or the capacity of development throughout the first years of their life goes. So legally, we cannot reflect the processes that happen naturally. The second question that we had was, what does happen when the child becomes an adult and then they have to decide for the samples that have been biobanked for themselves on their behalf? And the third question, well, of course, the question there is, when children are teenagers, they don't really care much, but in any case, we have to provide that solution. And the third question was, when we find something on those childhood samples that has an impact on their adult life, how do we deal with it as biobanks? So with a lot of help and support with the ELSI team and Maria Luisa, with a lot of the Italian colleagues, because Italy is very active in the pediatric research space, we sat down and had a look at the landscape of Europe, which, unsurprisingly, it's fragmented at that point. And we didn't try to defragment it, but we tried to bring together a lot of these differing opinions into something that is workable. And we've published a series of recommendations on how to work with pediatric samples across Europe. Now, why is this important? Because I come from the World Health Organization, so why do we care? The reason is because what happens in Europe this year has received seed funding by the Netherlands and by foundation in Spain to promote the creation of multinational studies in childhood and cancer in low middle income countries based on the recommendations that we developed in Europe. So what happens here is something that we care about because we can then take it and extend it as a blueprint across the world and addressing these problems. I'll stop here. I'm more than happy to talk about these studies. Thank you.
BBMRI ERIC exists to represent and support the biobanking and biomolecular resources community. The innovations you've heard here today are driven by BBMRI community experts who possess great dedication and passion. You can hear this in their enthusiasm, so it's been a delight to share these stories of biobanking impact from across Europe. Listen to part two of this podcast to hear 10th anniversary impact stories from quality management and biobanking development. To learn more about how we work and read stories from our national nodes, visit the BBMRI HERIC website, which is bbmri-eric.eu, and browse the news section. We regularly share national node news from across the biobanking community via the BBMRI HERIC newsletter. You can sign up on our website. If you enjoy this podcast, do share it with interested friends and colleagues and leave us a review on whichever platform you listen via. It helps us to reach new listeners. Watch out for our next podcast episode via our @BBMRIERIC socials on Twitter and LinkedIn. And thank you for listening.